first time in my life, I remember encountering death was when my grandmother died. I remember my mom and my aunts and uncles crying, but to tell you the truth, I was too little to understand. I was 4 or 5 years old, and it didn't really hit me. When my grandmother died, my grandfather couldn't stay in the house. He had raised his family, and it was too painful. So he moved in with us. My mother was his favorite daughter. He got along real well with my dad. And I loved having my grandfather live with us. He told lots of stories. He had come from a big family in Ireland, dirt poor, got to the States, worked for a while out west. He had memories of Indians, not the way they are today, but that was the beginning of the 20th century. It's still Indians. I loved hearing about it. I loved hearing about how he met my grandmother. I liked all his stories. And if I smarted off against my mother and she was chasing me around the kitchen table to kill me, my grandfather would come out and say, "Don't hit Danny." Then he'd give me 50 cents for being bad. I loved him. And we would go to bed about the same time. My mother would give him a little shot of whiskey for his heart, and I had my glass of milk, and we'd talk every night before going to bed. And he really was a good Catholic. In his old age, he was free to go to Mass every morning. And in the afternoon, church was just a block away. He'd go there to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. And grandparents and parents and padronas, however you say it, your children are watching you. Because I think I learned by watching my grandfather as a man of prayer how to believe. So when he died, I was older then, about your age, I guess, it really hit me. I cried and cried and cried. I think I scared my mom and dad. But they explained to me that if we loved him, God loved him even more. That Jesus was his Redeemer. I don't know quite how they said it, but they did say Christ died on the cross so that we could live forever. It was a great consolation. But, you know, when our loved ones die, and I bet everyone in this cathedral has seen someone they love die, we have a right to our tears. Jesus, when he heard his friend Lazarus had died, he wept. Actually, the scripture, the Greek word, is kind of screamed out in pain. We know our Blessed Mother, with her great faith, when she was there before the cross and saw her son die, she wept. So we never need to be ashamed of sorrow with the loss of loved ones. But we do not mourn like those who have no faith. It is a good thing. And among the most ancient practices of our faith, to pray for the dead. We belong to the body of Christ. Christ is our head. The saints are in glory. We on earth are alive, but those who have passed before us might have some residue of sin on their souls, and our prayers assist them. We should even pray not only for our own loved ones, but perhaps for people that have no one else to pray for them. We should pray that the love of Christ burn away all that separates them from God. They already are saved, but in that mysterious journey from this life to the next life, our prayers assist them. Before leaving the cathedral today, I urge all of you to, on the right hand over there, say a prayer before the altar of the dead. Remember those folks in your life who loved you and whom you loved. Your prayers assist them. Pope Benedict once said, purgatory really is Jesus. Purgation is those holy souls being made perfect in the love of Jesus Christ. We heard in today's gospel that moving depiction of the Lord's last moments. He died on the cross. He loved us so much. And he cried out and surrendered his soul to his Father. And the sun was darkened. The veil of the temple was split. People ran home terrified. But he passed through death so that we could live forever and ever. And that moment of self-giving on the cross is made present every time we come to this altar. Look at that picture above the altar. The Lord's arms are out like that because he loves us. And we can bring to him all our needs and all our concerns. And we can even face death, our own and that of our loved ones, with some confidence. Because there is nothing in this world or the world to come that is more powerful than the love we know in Jesus Christ. So, pray for the dead. Pray for those who have gone before you. Pray that you will, at the right moment, surrender your heart and soul to Jesus with confidence. And who knows, someday in paradise, you might meet people you didn't know in this earth, but because you prayed for them, for the faithful departed, they know you and will welcome you into that bliss and joy that knows no end.